You're listening to The Bulletin with UBS, first broadcast on the 19th of July 2015 on Monocle 24. Hello and welcome to The Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24. Each week we'll be hearing from the sharpest minds and freshest thinkers in the world of finance, taking you beyond the numbers and the hype and getting to the heart of the big issues of the day. This week we're exploring philanthropy and social investment in Latin America. That's the topic at the heart of a new study, From Prosperity to Purpose, launched by UBS and the Hauser Institute for Civil Society at Harvard University. Featuring analysis and insights from Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Mexico, and Peru, the study provides unprecedented coverage of the changing face of both charitable giving and social investment throughout the region. It's a part of the world that has experienced extraordinary social and economic change and remarkable wealth creation in recent years. We start with Silvia Bastante, Head of Philanthropy for UBS globally. She explains how UBS has provided support to philanthropists in the region since 2004 and how the market has evolved.
UBS is one of the first banks that started providing philanthropic advisory in Latin America and in many other parts of the world. We started in 2004. And what we do is we help especially our ultra-high net worth clients to realize their philanthropic aspirations, whatever those may be. And what this means is helping them when they're just beginning to think about becoming a philanthropist, thinking about their vision, thinking about what's the best strategy, very much connecting them to other people that can help them along their path, including connecting them to other philanthropists that may have had similar experiences and want to have a positive impact on society. In addition to this one-on-one, you know, bespoke philanthropy advisory, we also organize in Latin America a contest for social entrepreneurs in partnership with Ashoka. We've also been doing this since 2004. We have it in Mexico and in Brazil. And it's a place for social entrepreneurs to get feedback from a panel composed of many of our clients onto how to be more impactful with their social business. And they get a prize called the UBS Visionaries Award. This has led to many of them being able to expand significantly their social work in the region.
Paula Johnson is Senior Research Fellow at the Hauser Institute, housed within the Kennedy School at Harvard University. She describes the state of the Latin American nations ahead of the project.
One of the reasons for actually doing the study was that the region has changed so dramatically over the last, you know, 3 to 5 decades, and specifically that it is a region where there's been relatively recent political stability and sustained economic growth. So if you look, for instance, Brazil is the 7th largest world economy, Mexico is the 15th. So it seems like a good time to look at philanthropy and social investment in a region that has democratic stability, has economic growth, and has a large personal wealth accumulation.
Kai Grunauer, based in Mexico City, is responsible for philanthropy in Latin America for UBS. He explains how consistent the findings were across the target countries.
There were small differences in 2 or 3 countries, but most of the findings, for example, education being the main motivation of philanthropists, was common in the 6 countries we cover in the report. The fact that the families are channeling their philanthropy through the corporations they own. So we see a very active corporate philanthropy in Latin America that was common in the 6 countries.
We've seen extraordinary wealth generation, but also stark inequality. In fact, 10 of the world's 15 most unequal countries are to be found in the region. How did that background shape the findings? Paula Johnson again.
I think it shapes philanthropy and social investment in the region. So as you say, I mean, we have broad economic development. We have a concentration of wealth among a fairly small part of the population. There have been real notable improvements for a broad base of the population. So if you look at things like primary school enrollment or infant mortality, the social indicators are quite good. Nevertheless, it's also the region with the highest income inequality. So if you take those things together, economic growth, personal wealth accumulation, and high levels of inequality, it provides kind of the fundamental base for a lot of the region's wealthy citizens becoming more and more interested in how they can contribute to development and address the inequity in the region.
One key trend described in the report is the shift from charity to change. What exactly does this process involve, and how has it worked? Well, giving has become more strategic. Silvia Bastante takes up the story.
One of the things that really characterizes Latin American philanthropy, and we were very happy to find this out, is that philanthropists in Latin America, as I said, they're usually self-made entrepreneurs. They have significant wealth. And what they do is they take an outcome-based approach. So they see a problem that they want to fix, and they do absolutely everything necessary to fix it. Many of them focus on the topic of education, for example, and it's not just an approach that says, okay, I'll give a grant to an organization, but it's an approach that says, I'll figure out what the problem is, I'll figure out who is already involved, I will probably put in a donation or a grant, but in many cases I may have to create a new organization altogether, or I may have to collaborate and bring models that may have been implemented in other places to actually have an impact. So it's not a passive grant giving. It's rather very active, and usually the philanthropists then become also role models for others to get involved with the cause.
How does Paula Johnson characterize the evolution of philanthropic practice and philosophy in the region?
They're both evolving and changing, certainly, and what we talk about in the study in terms of the philosophy of philanthropy is that there seems to be perhaps a slow but a significant shift from thinking about charity to thinking about real change. So as you and many of your listeners surely know, you know, historically in the region, philanthropy has been characterized largely by charitable acts, gifts to alleviate individuals' immediate suffering. And while that still exists, there's also a sense that philanthropy can and perhaps must begin to play a broader role in affecting kind of real and sustainable social change. And whereas that was once seen as the purview of governments, there's now a sense that private citizens should become more involved with issues of public welfare and equity.
Talking about the philosophy of charitable giving, do the region's wealthy individuals have a global perspective, or is their focus more local or even hyper-local? Kai Grunauer explains.
The philanthropies focus mainly on their countries, in most of the cases even only in the regions. However, in the study, when we asked interviewees what are the current priorities they have, well, they cited a numbers of themes, education, health, culture, the typical themes you would expect in this answer. However, when we asked them what should be the main priorities for philanthropy in 5 years' time, they mentioned global affairs in the top three. So this was a surprise. So it's not current part of their priorities, having a global approach, but they think it should be a priority in the future.
And what about the motivational factors? Is Latin American philanthropy a question of family and faith for many? Sylvia Bastante again.
Philanthropy is really driven by some internal motivations, and faith is one of the most important ones, and also external influences. And there it would be family. Family is the biggest reason why people get engaged in philanthropy. In addition to that, there's also some personal passions. It's a certain sense of wanting to contribute to a particular cause that has affected the person directly. And in Latin America, people also have this sense of creating or building a better country. So the things that we hear very often is that they want, you know, a stable country, a peaceful country, a just country. So all of this tradition from the past, religious tradition, is still there, but it has also been enlarged by a sense of helping to build a country. And in addition comes the influence of the family.
Still to come on the Bulletin with UBS, we'll look at the role of institutional platforms for philanthropy and discuss the future challenges and opportunities for social investment throughout Latin America. So what is the role played by institutional platforms, and is it growing? Sylvia Bastante explains and expands on the way UBS fits into the picture.
Institutional platforms are certainly growing. In the past, people usually channeled their own giving to those near them, not necessarily going through a vehicle, and in some cases going through the Catholic Church as well and other religious traditions in other parts. These days, we see more people willing to set up their own philanthropic entity and using it as a vehicle to donate. We as UBS help our clients not so much on the legal aspects of setting up an entity, but rather on the vision, on the strategy, thinking how it fits into the ecosystem, looking at what others are already doing to make sure that we're collaborating and having greater impact rather than having everybody do their own little thing that doesn't amount to a large impact in the end.
One of the other key considerations highlighted in the report is the region's regulatory climate. Kai Grunauer explains how regulatory and tax policy shapes this environment and why these areas need development.
I think 99% of the interviewees mentioned that philanthropy could grow more if there was a more conducive regulatory environment, if there was less bureaucracy required, less red tape in order to make a foundation operate or having the necessary permits to have a foundation or an NGO operate. And also they mentioned the fiscal factors now, the tax-related factors, the lack of incentive, the tax incentives. You can only deduct a small percentage of your donations. You can only get deductions to donations to certain, to very limited number of areas. In most of the countries, if you want to donate to the arts, you won't get a deduction for that. So most of the respondents were very negative about that.
So these are some of the key areas of concern for philanthropists and social investors. But what are the key focus areas for people's largesse? Education first, says Paula Johnson.
In every country, without exception, far and away, education is the top priority for people. And in describing it, it was interesting, people noted that they invested in education because they believed it was important for individual opportunity, the idea of bringing individuals or moving families out of poverty, but also quite critical to overall national development. So they saw it as important for both the individual and the country, and that was the top priority in each country, and that actually holds up when you look at other parts of the world as well.
Before the end of today's program, we'll consider the defining issues set to shape the realm of philanthropy and social investment across Latin America in the years ahead. First, let's hear what the reaction has been there to the report's main findings. Kai Grunauer picks out Brazil in particular as an interesting example.
In the case of Brazil, we had 50 ultra-high net worth individuals, and they decided to create like a task force, like a group of philanthropists that would meet every 6 weeks to discuss reforms that should be implemented in Brazil in order to change the regulatory environment. This is a first concrete case of something that has come out as a result of, I wouldn't say only of the report, but the report motivated this debate. Most of the clients that participated at our events were really happy with the opportunity to have some information about what's happening in Latin America.
So what are the key obstacles looking into the future? The greatest of all is demonstrable impact, says Paula Johnson, but there are a range of challenges ahead.
The flip side of an obstacle is the opportunity. So in Latin America, they're both. So I'll mention a couple of the factors that are cited in terms of limiting philanthropy now, but things that, were they to change in the future, would help to encourage more giving in the region. For philanthropy to grow in many of these countries, there really needs to be more acceptance among both government and the public that philanthropy really does have an important role to play in social and economic development. So the first would be that, the kind of attitudes towards philanthropic roles. The second, which we haven't talked about, is the tax and policy environment for philanthropy. Most people in these countries consider the policy environment a significant obstacle to giving now. There's a range of issues, including tax incentives, the protection or non-protection of endowments, and even just the ease of establishing a foundation in these countries. So many people cited the need for improved tax and policy regulations. And the third, and I mentioned it third, but I think it really could be the key, is demonstrable impact. So people want to know that philanthropy really is having a kind of measurable or demonstrable impact in their countries. And it seems as if there were more clear evidence that philanthropy is having an impact, that it could persuade both governments and the public of the value of social investment, lead to the kind of positive policy changes that are needed, and persuade more wealthy individuals in the region to become more philanthropically active.
Looking to the horizon, Sylvia Bastante strikes a fairly optimistic note.
Actually, from the report, what we get is a lot of optimism about the future. I mean, the one challenge that needs to be addressed is the whole regulations around giving. just to be able to encourage more giving, to give certain tax breaks and all that. So that part of the puzzle needs to be addressed, and many countries are already working on this. But more than that, what we see for the future is great optimism that with the increased wealth creation that is still happening in the region, more people will be willing to give back, and that the amounts are going to continue to increase, but also that the level of collaboration and visibility is going to increase. And this is why this report has been particularly important. What we found in many of the countries we went into is that people didn't even know what other philanthropists were doing within their own country. So sharing what people are doing will certainly help to increase their impact over time.
And finally, from the regional client perspective, Kai Grunauer sets out what he perceives to be the critical issue ahead.
I think the role of the next generation will be key here. We see a more engaged next generation in Latin America. We see more and more young successors wanting to get involved and deciding to have a career in this field. And I think if this next generation gets the right incentives and there is a regulatory environment that would allow them to get involved in philanthropy, I think in the next 15, 20 years, we will see a very important change here in Latin America.
And that's Kai Grunauer bringing us to the end of this 41st edition of the Bulletin with UBS, setting the agenda in the fast-moving world of finance, every week here on Monocle 24. Listen again and find out more at monocle.com or catch up via iTunes or SoundCloud. The Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24.